Welcome to another episode of Titan PI TV, where we're looking at the inner workings of an operational investigation agency, that being here at Derby, Titan Private Investigation Limited. In these short videos, we are talking about areas which we feel that you as members of the public, or you who work in this industry, or you who potentially want to come into this industry might find interesting. But we are reiterating, we are not giving anything away. We are not giving tactics away. We are not showing covert kit, because that will affect operators in the field. So today we are going to look at the seven traits to avoid if you are a newcomer to the industry. So you might have trained on Titan's 5-day RQF level 4 surveillance course, and you're coming into the industry, and these are traits that we see and we need to hammer out. It might be that you've trained with another training provider, but these are traits which we see time and time again. So let's crack on. So the first one, and probably the most important for me, is having dirty windows. When we get to the plot where we're working, or the rendezvous point before we deploy, we need to clean our windows. In the UK, there's inclement weather majority of the time. So those windows are going to get dirt, grease and grime. Clean them. Have a squirty bottle. Have some kitchen roll, whatever. But you need to clean all of your windows, not just the area where your wipers touch, because you might be reacting to a subject moving around your vehicle and going through different windows. They all need to be clean. So avoid dirty windows. Not set in the frame. So when we arrive on a deployment, we will get an opening shot, which is generally because we're professionals, prior to the time that we're instructed to be there. So if it's 9 o'clock, we might take our update shot at 8:55. We need to set our frame. So if we are looking at the subject address, let's not pan in and pan out whilst setting the camera up whilst it's on record. Set it up, frame it nicely. And we don't want the internals of our vehicle. Not doing stop and plot. Stop and plot is a sterile area around the subject so that he or she can wander around. But if that subject gets into a vehicle or wanders off on foot, it will come to one of the operatives. We always have to put a plot on when we have a stop, or at the start of the day. So make sure we stop and plot. Improper glossary. At Titan, we teach to say what you see. We haven't got time to be glossary queens. We haven't got time to teach you a whole glossary in 5 days, or the 2-week course, which is 10. So we ask our students to say what they see with no confusion and no ambiguity. There is another training provider that has a glossary. So Alpha might be for a male, Bravo might be for a vehicle, Charlie might be a house, and Echo might be a female. That can be confusing, because the military will have Alpha is a house, Bravo is a male, Charlie is a vehicle, and Echo is a female. So the only common denominator there is Echo. Just say what you see. We don't need a glossary. We have covert radios. Number 5, chadding. Chadding might be on a mobile surveillance when we have 2 vehicles for cover. So we have 2 vehicles between our eyeball vehicle that is giving the commentary and has primacy, and the subject vehicle. What we find happens with newcomers is they want to give themselves a bit of comfort that the subject's still there. So even though there's no near side or offside or left or right junctions, there's nowhere for the subject vehicle to go. We know we've got 2 vehicles for cover, but they'll chad. And that's when you just pull over to the near side in your vehicle or the offside, just for that comfort of knowing the subject's still there. If the subject's in the mirrors, they will see that. And also, it's not natural driving. So we will be picking up third-party awareness. People might start to realise who we're looking at, who we're following. So we don't chad. If we know the vehicle's there, it's there. There's no deviations. It might be that you use the motorcyclist behind you, if there's a motorcyclist on board, just to let you know that the subject vehicle's still there, because they've got a bit of height. Or you might use a vehicle further back in the convoy just to give you that peace of mind, or watch the near side on approach to a near side junction, because you can't actually see the vehicle. So we want to avoid chadding. It's not covert. Breaking the box or breaking the plot. So as I alluded to earlier, we have a sterile area around our subject. So it might be one vehicle is covering near side or left, and the other vehicle is covering offside or right. The person with the visual gives a standby, standby, standby. That's the subject into the vehicle. Maneuvering, maneuvering, and that is off, 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 right, right, right. If the person on the left at this point starts to maneuver before it's being picked up by the operative who is covering the right, the subject might never reach the person who's covering the offside or right, maneuver and come back. At that point, we're traveling the wrong way. So we don't break the box or break the plot. We wait until the subject gets to the person who is covering that direction before we start to maneuver. Mirroring. Mirroring we see time and time again. The easiest example I can give of this would be on a motorway. So our subject vehicle is in the near side lane, moves to lane 2 of 4. There is probably no reason for our eyeball vehicle, so the one that has primacy and is giving the commentary, to do that also. Might be then into lane 3 of 4. We don't mirror. We need to use cover. We need to use lorries. We need to use other vehicles. If we mirror all the movements the subject does, we are going to get compromised very quick. So just to recap, don't want dirty windows. We want to set the frame. We need to be doing stop and plot. We don't need some made up glossary. Say what you see. We don't want to chad, so just that comfort looking for where the subject is. We don't want to break the box or break the plot. And we don't mirror. So that wraps up another episode of Titan PITV. I hope you found it interesting. We'd really appreciate a thumbs up or subscribe to the channel. Till next time, keep safe.